This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The major U.S. airlines have suspended flights to Israel after it declared war following that massive attack by Hamas on Saturday. More than 1,100 people are known dead in the conflict. That includes those on both sides. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem. He says there may be more trouble ahead.
Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, made an announcement that he is tightening the closure on Gaza. He called Hamas a bunch of human animals, and he says he will not allow fuel or food to go into the territory. So in the coming days, as we see increased military activity, more airstrikes, possibly a ground invasion, we're also looking at shortages and a possible humanitarian crisis.
And we are learning that at least four Americans may be among the dead. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
We're learning from an inside source that there are several U.S. deaths stemming from the brutal incursion by Hamas into Israel. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says they're investigating reports of Americans taken hostage.
We're on guard wherever American citizens may be and could be endangered.
Two U.S. officials on condition of anonymity say the Pentagon sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean. The USS Gerald R. Ford, along with its warplanes, destroyers, and cruisers, and some 5,000 personnel. President Biden says he told Israel's prime minister American help was on the way as the Israeli government declares war on Hamas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Flights to and from Hamburg Airport in Germany were suspended this morning after authorities got a threat to a plane that arrived from Iran, they say. Union workers at Mack Trucks went on strike this morning after voting down a tentative contract agreement that negotiators had reached with the company. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King has more on that strike by union workers at Mack Trucks.
In a letter to Volvo Trucks, the parent company for Mack, United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says that results of a count on Sunday found 73% of workers voted against a tentative five-year contract agreement. Mack Trucks President Stephen Roy says the company is surprised and disappointed that the union chose to strike. The UAW represents about 4,000 Mack workers in Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Florida. Leaders had negotiated a 19% pay raise over 5 years and some other benefits. Fain says the company and the union are still too far apart on issues including work schedules, health and safety, pensions, and prescription drug coverage. UAW members remain on strike at over 40 locations affecting the big three automakers and have reported some progress in those negotiations. I'm Jennifer King.
Gas prices are falling. Gas is $3.70 a gallon this morning, down 11 cents in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.